As thousands of school leavers prepare to head overseas for schoolies, a new campaign from DrinkWise and the Australian Government's Smart Traveller is urging young Australians to celebrate safely. New research shows many teens are already making more mindful choices around alcohol, but awareness of serious risks like methanol poisoning remains low. The campaign is also encouraging parents to have more open conversations about safety before their teens head off. The Wire's Azuzena Carrasco spoke with DrinkWise CEO Simon Strahan about key findings and what both parents and school leavers can do to stay safe.
Year 12 can be really stressful, and school leavers understandably want to celebrate at the end of what is a hard year. But given for the first time, many will be travelling without their parents, and many, it might be the first time that they're thinking about consuming alcohol. DrinkWise worked with Smart Traveller to make sure that we could really emphasise to them that if they are planning on drinking, to moderate their consumption, really be aware of the risk, and also what to do if things do go wrong. But we also have a lot of that same messaging for those that are travelling within Australia or even staying local. They might be staying at the local caravan park. Those themes around moderation are still really important.
You had two Australian families that lost their daughters to methanol poisoning last year and have joined the DrinkWise and Smart Travellers campaign to send a stronger message. According to the latest DrinkWise research, only 18% of schoolies heading overseas are concerned about methanol poisoning. How prevalent is this poisoning?
Australians are much more aware about methanol poisoning thanks to the ongoing efforts of the parents of Bianca Jones and Holly Bowles to highlight the risks around that issue, and the involvement of, in particular, Mark and Michelle and Sam and Sean in this DrinkWise and Smart Travel campaign is testament to their desire not to have another family go through the same heartache that they've been through. Really knowing what to be cautious about when it does come to methanol poisoning, but also what symptoms can be life-saving. And that's why the DrinkWise videos that both DrinkWise and Smart Traveller have put out and are available on their websites talk to all of these issues, but also in particular, the things to be really mindful about if people are feeling the effects, particularly overseas, after having consumed alcohol, but importantly, also the need to seek immediate medical help.
You said that the symptoms can be found in your website, DrinkWise website. However, can we go through them very quickly?
Yes, certainly. In terms of some of the overall symptoms, when we start to think about methanol poisoning, may simply be, for many, feeling the effects of a hangover that gets worse over time. So that's one of the areas where it's really important that people aren't trying to sleep it off, that they recognise that there might be something wrong, that they actually get that help immediately. A lot of it might be around feeling dizzy. The symptoms can get very serious very quickly. And that's why it's really important that parents are aware of this issue, are talking to the kids about it before they travel, that the kids themselves are staying really close to their friends. They're checking in on each other. So if someone does experience some of these issues, they can recognise it, they can help their friends. Because as we do know from the instances from overseas, these things, when they do happen, are really, really serious, need to be identified and acted on straight away.
It was very reassuring to find out in the research that schoolies' drinking habits are changing for the better. However, it caught my attention. 51% of parents discussed ways to stay in touch during the trip, and it sounded like a red flag, particularly in the connectivity world that we live in. Why this lack of communication? Is it cultural?
It's interesting. The lack of designated ways and times to stay in touch doesn't really seem to be based on anything compelling. It could simply just be around parents actually just wanting to allow their kids to have some freedom, and from the teenager's point of view, wanting to demonstrate that they can look after themselves. Whereas in reality, those check-ins are really important because it does help reduce the stress on parents when their teenagers are away. But really importantly, it helps the teenagers understand that if something does go wrong, they know that they've been in touch with their parents. The parents know who the friends are that they are with, where they are, and things can actually be put into action really quickly to help the situation and to make sure that everyone can be reassured. It's also important, to be honest, for those that are travelling within Australia, because it is obviously a lot easier in Australia. A parent can jump on a plane and there's much more reliable medical help, but it's still the same message. Just stay in touch with your parents and just make sure that you're checking in on a regular basis. Really encourage everyone to, if they do want more information, visit the DrinkWise or Smart Traveller websites. The videos in particular cover a range of issues and risks that might be present and really help in terms of making sure that people have the advice and tips that they do need.
That was DrinkWise CEO Simon Strenner speaking with The Wire's Azucena Carrasco. For more information about the campaign, you can go to our website, thewire.org.au.